No, my friends, my name is Devin Klein. They call me DK, and I have started this channel to teach you everything that I know about business. Okay, so let me give you a little bit of background so you get some context so you can answer the question, why the hell should I listen to this guy? All right, well, 10 years ago, Morgan and I started Burn Boot Camp with literally $600, the last of my money, and a big, giant, huge, ambitious dream. And fast forward to today, we've awarded, that means sold, over 540 Burn Boot Camp locations across the United States, and we're almost at $1 billion in lifetime sales. It's freaking crazy. Somebody's got to pinch me, but we are very proud of it. We're proud to say also that the business that's valued at $400 million in the capital marketplace. So we own 100% of the company along with our team, and we show up and we're operating this business every single day, y'all. And why do I tell you this? Because, well, first of all, it's quite uncomfortable, if I'm honest, for me to say these things publicly. And I promise that anybody that knows me and knows my soul knows I'm a super humble guy. It's very awkward to say like $400 million, but it's true. I don't say this to impress you. I say this to express to you exactly what is possible. And I know that you can achieve the same thing. And I wanna help you do it, right? Because if I can do it, then so can you. I'm just a kid that comes from Battle Creek, Michigan, in the gutter, a broken home. Usually I have my backwards hat on. You're catching me with my Giants hat on today, but I'm just an average guy. Like, I didn't graduate magna cum laude from, you know, any big university. I didn't get a Wharton Business School degree or a Harvard MBA. I got my degree from the University of Phoenix online after I left Central Michigan to go pursue my professional baseball career. I am a Phoenix, okay? And so I can, like, literally average degree, below average family life and childhood, and average IQ. Like, all of the things are average, but there is a few things that are above average, and you're gonna learn that about me for sure. One of them is I got championship blood. I got entrepreneurship in my DNA, right? Being on championship teams, I know what it takes to win. I know the attitude, the effort, and the beliefs that it takes to win. And people say that, like, you can't really, like, be an entrepreneur unless you're born one. Well, I didn't even know what an entrepreneur was, but since I was 11 or 12 years old, you know, Morgan and I met around that time, and we've been partners in not only in life, but in entrepreneurship and growing our business. I think you can be an entrepreneur. Can you be born the all-time greatest? I don't know, probably not. You have to be born LeBron James, but you can be a basketball player, and that's what I hope I get to all you, that you guys in all of your freedom, just like I did. All right, so let's get into it. Morgan and I made a decision. We said they may not know us when we start, but we're gonna be so damn good that they can't ignore us. We might not have any money, any connections, any resources, but we're gonna be so damn good that they cannot ignore us, right? And so I think the proof is in the pudding now, but what we stand for is those underdogs, those have-nots, those kids like me who are out there who weren't given any handouts, right? Who never asked for any handouts. And if I can do it, I know that you can do it too. And there's a formula to this game. Like, I feel this burning desire deep in my soul to reach out to these young entrepreneurs, to you, and to show you, and everybody else that's written you off, to show them how good you are, just like I showed them how good I was. Be so good they can't ignore it. You can make it just like I did, okay? And I want to help you create something that you can scale, that you can experience freedom, that you can experience impact, and all, you know, just really ride the wave of your dreams, okay? In order to do that, you need 4 steps, okay? You've got to start, number one, and this is probably the best piece of advice you're ever going to get from me. You've got to start with a product that is desired, that people want, okay? That's number one. Okay, I'm going to go over the framework. Number two is do the work yourself until you can't do the work anymore. Okay, number three is build a business around the product that you created that's desirable. And number four is keep all the equity for as long as possible. All right, now let me break this down for you now that I've given you the framework and talk about these steps, okay? I had no idea what I was doing during these times, by the way. Like, this framework is just from me looking back at the beginning of my career and analyzing what worked for me and then trying to spin up a framework for you so that you can learn off the last decade of my knowledge, my energy, and my effort, okay? Let's break down number one. Start with a desired product, okay? Start with the product, don't start with the idea. All right, so you know, and I know, and everyone knows, a person, right, who has all of the great ideas, but doesn't ever seem to execute upon them. Like, if you're going to, let's say, walk in here and pitch me to partner with you, then you have better sold something already, right? Otherwise, you're just another person with a slideshow and some ideas. Like, the hardest thing for me to do ever was make that very first sale. In fact, I had to undervalue myself because nobody knew who I was at the time, and I needed to create a barrier of entry that was so low that people didn't have to climb a wall to come and enjoy my services, which was personal training in a group setting at the time and still is today. That's our bread and butter at Burn Bootcamp. And I had to give away 45 days for free when I started just to prove the concept. We closed 21 members after the launch promo. We have like 121,000 or something like that today. And those were the hardest closes of my lifetime. Why? Because I needed them, okay? I needed them. You've gotta start with the product that people desire. Those 21 people desired the product. I closed them, all right? I didn't start with an idea and then go shop my idea around without ever selling anything. This was in a parking lot at a sublease location. I couldn't afford a lease. No one would give one to me. I had to go out and prove myself. I had to prove the product, okay? I proved the product. I got 21 crazy people to buy for me who had just a few experiences with me. And then number two is do all the work yourself, right? Here's what you gotta avoid, in my opinion. People talk about how busy they are like it's this badge of honor. Like, I always thought this was such a dumb way to think because opportunity comes to those who are available. So stop being so busy all the time that you can't take opportunities, right? That you can't be available for people so that they can help you and you can help them. Like, be open. Even today, I don't say no to anything unless I absolutely have to. Unless my calendar is back to back to back all day long, I don't say no. I'm available. Availability is the best ability. My philosophy is kind of like the airlines, right? Like, the baggage in the airlines, fill me up. Listen, overbook the bags, right? Like, I'll figure out what to do with a couple meetings or a couple interactions that we overbooked. Book me up, fill me up, right? What do you need to protect your time for? Like, you think you're so busy that you need like some protection from time? Like, this is so laughable to me. And I hope that you're not somebody, if you are, that you listen to this and you're like, oh yeah, that's dumb. I see what you're saying, DK. And if you haven't thought about this before, I hope this is your philosophy. It's like, I'm never working less than 80 hours in a week, and you'll never hear me say that I'm not available. Like, availability, you guys, is a superpower. Like, I'm never gonna be one of those I'm too busy for you guys. Like, even now, I DM people with blue checks and, I'm relatively successful in the world, and ghost town for me. I'm like, oh, okay, well, next. Like they're too busy for me. Like, a meaningful connection takes 5 minutes. It takes 5 minutes to have a meaningful connection. And I've reached out to like countless people in my career trying to do podcasts or add value where, they were just too busy. They were booked already. I'm booked for this season. And then I'm watching myself skyrocket past all of these people in business. And my initial thought is to be like, F you, I'm never gonna, connect with you because you dissed me in the first place. But that's not my mentality. My mentality is still that availability is the best ability. And when I circle back around and, these people finally realize that like they probably should have connected with me, I'm gonna be open-hearted, open-minded to connect back with them, okay? And so when we started, I sold around 1,000 memberships before Morgan ever quit Kellogg's and came to join the business full time. And we scaled to like, I think, a dozen gyms before bringing on full time help. Maybe it's like 15, maybe even 20, before bringing on full time help. So we were filling up our time, right? Which kept our payroll down, which kept our margins, super high. We weren't on this hiring blitz right off the bat, 80 to 100 hours a week for both of us. So your time really, in reality, isn't that valuable until you've built something of substance that people actually care about. So you've gotta stop acting like you're so damn busy and that you, especially if you don't have like $1 million in sales yet, like you're not allowed to be busy yet, okay? If I can't get a hold of you or you're on vacation or you make me talk to your assistant and you're still like driving a 94 Honda Accord with a bumper hanging off the side of it in your broke ass apartment, then this game probably is not for you. You should go get a corporate job, climb the corporate ladder, because being a number 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 20 at an organization, you can become wealthy and reach all your dreams doing that as well. All right, let's go to number three. So it's building the business around the product, right? You start with the product, not the idea. Do all the work yourself and then build the business around the product. Once you've made the sale and created that initial momentum in business, you know, now you hire up the professionals around you. The product itself is the differentiator in any business, and so it's important not to get this step wrong. You know, you don't want to have, like I said, an idea and then make a business. Make the product that people want first, do the work, and then hire people up. I think I had $1 million in cash after 2 years of working my ass off, 25, going into my 26th year of life. I look down and I've got $1 million in cash, not some top line facade, like in cash in my bank account, but I didn't keep it, right? Like that, to me, it was a silly proposition to keep it. I plowed it right back into the company, mostly in payroll. We wanted to bring on capabilities. We wanted to bring on activity, momentum, smart people, resources, more revenue categories, products, product extensions, new lines, line extensions, whatever we could to get our hands on to grow. Here's the caveat. Even if we weren't certain that it would return an ROI, we were just plowing back in. We knew that if we took 100 shots and made 85, we'd be happy. All right, but if we took 10 and made 10, we would not be happy. And so I think another point is that I've always tried to keep my payroll to revenue ratios. This is a very important financial metric for you guys. Payroll to revenue ratios, maximum 30 cents for every dollar, okay? And at the very bottom, 15 cents for every dollar. So if I'm at 30% of my payroll to revenue, my top line better be growing fast, because my margins are gonna be slim, and that means I've plowed resources into my team. If I'm at 15% of my payroll to my revenue, I'm leaving top line dollars on the table, and I need to go put more money, more people, more systems, and more processes in place to get that top line number to skyrocket. Does that make sense? Payroll to revenue ratio is so important, especially when you get to this step in your business. But we shouldn't even be talking about this unless you're working 100 hours a week and you literally are bleeding from your knuckles and you can't work anymore. Welcome to entrepreneurship, because that's exactly what this game is about. Listen, okay, number four, final one. Keep all the equity. Rich people are buyers. If you want to be rich, you're a buyer, not a seller. Keep your equity, okay? If you believe in yourself like I did, then you knew that the best investment you could possibly make is into yourself. Like 100%, the best investment you could possibly make is into yourself, into that next training, into that next seminar, into that mentorship, into that mastermind. There's a reason people will give you money to buy your business, because they think you will make them a return, right? The biggest returns are always from you, not your business. I had a PE firm literally slide a $56 million check across my desk in 2019, and I was offended. I was offended. I did not think even twice about it before I turned it down for two reasons. I respected the offer, but I was offended because we were valued prior to that and in 2019 at $105 million. So the offer to me was a lowball, like half of what we were valued at. And number two, we were just getting started. Even if he gave me $200 million, twice the valuation at the time, because they believed in us, we're just getting started. I knew that I was gonna 20X that number, no problem. And at the time, being 30, 31 years old, when you get that offer, it's like, okay, this is pretty sweet. It's a sweet deal. Like, me, for real? But you wanna give me that much money? But then at the end of the day, you go back to your heart and your heart gets to tell you what to do. And my heart said, 20X this thing. So 2020, then the pandemic hit. And on second thought, maybe that was a bad decision come March 2020, because our sales got slashed. Our gyms were shutting down all over the country. We shut down 275 gyms. We dropped 20% in sales. But we knew that every downturn or every tough time in business, listen, it always cleanses the industry. It always wipes out the people who weren't supposed to be there in the first place. And those who weren't prepared for battle, to be honest, like the big dogs that forgot to manage their money, like I think a 24/7 fitness went under during the pandemic in my space. Money and success made them lazy. And so they mismanaged their operating cash, all of a sudden slashing sales right? Your payroll to revenue ratios are way off, and now all of a sudden, you've got to either lay a bunch of people off. Also, it kills the small fish, the little minnows who were never mature enough to handle the tide, and the big ships sink, and the minnows get washed away. And so, you know, we're already at this point in time, based on the 2019 valuations, the 105 million one, we're 4X that already because of the way our company handled the storm, right? Like, we handled it really well. We opened 46 gyms, we grew 12%. When the next competitor, I won't say their name, they were down 22%. We had all of the equity in-house with us, okay? Which translates to control, which then translates to decision-making power. We don't have to answer to anyone, and that was the most beautiful, freeing feeling during that time. And listen, we kept all the equity, okay? When the company 4Xs, our net worth 4Xs. When the company 20Xs, our net worth 20Xs. Also, when the company gets slashed 25% in sales, 20% in sales, that's also on us. So, all right, listen, that's good for today, but too many entrepreneurs are sitting, you know, around thinking about this idea that they can turn into a business, okay? That's not the way great ideas come to life. If you study any great idea, from my experience and from my research and observations, the best businesses start with the product. Then you build the entire company around the sales off the product that you generate. I'm not a fan of taking 100K or 10 million of someone else's cash and being in debt before you ever make a sale. I don't have anything wrong with debt. I have something wrong with you trying to repay that debt service and that being the number one expense you have to keep after in your business. So my motto is that either I control the company or I'm out. I'm not very good at taking advice from other people. I'm a thoroughbred entrepreneur. I would be a terrible employee. In fact, I was a terrible employee at my first corporate job at Best Buy and at Lifestyle Family Fitness. And so listen, I just choose to triple down on myself, Morgan, our franchise partners, our teams, the visions that we have. The company would never ever be worth $400 to $500 million like it is today if we did it somebody else's way. We have a 100% tolerance for risk. I take the improbable bets. Although partners can be great, sometimes for you they can be necessary. They are not entrepreneurs themselves, usually. Those PE firms, those big venture firms, maybe used to be, but not anymore, right? They're not entrepreneurs, since they're not in the thick of it anymore. They're not gonna operate your company, you are. They're the professional investors and money managers for the business, okay? So I've never been one to be managed very well, as most everyone around me knows. And I'm also not a great manager. Great leader, but not a great manager. I love what I'm doing though, and I don't see any reason to stop for now. And my hope is that this video inspired you, that you wanna take action, that you wanna keep and hold equity, you wanna get aggressive with that, like don't touch my food, this is my business, my company, get your dirty paws off it, right? And build, bet on yourself, bet on your teams, and then one day, a decade down the road, you're gonna look back, everyone's gonna call you an overnight success, and you're gonna be like, well, dude, I put 10 years of hard work every single day into this business. I don't feel like an overnight success, but that will be the time when you had manifest what I said at the top of this video of being so damn great, standing with excellence, being so good, they can't ignore you, all right? I hope you enjoyed this video. I'm so pumped to be making videos. You know, availability is the best ability, like we said, and I've got some gaps in my schedule now that I'm the visionary of Burn Brands. Morgan, my wife, is the CEO. Together, we're dominating the company, dominating the industry, and we wanna help you dominate your company and dominate your industry. So subscribe, comment, tell us about your business. I wanna interact with you. I've been spending the last 10 years making fitness content, you know, growing a couple million social media followers across Burn Brands and across everything that we're doing, and now I'm excited to really build an entrepreneur community, a community of people who are on fire for growth just like I am, all right? Two claps on two, everybody. One, two. Deuces. See you next time.